time for forced movie reviews.
I can't believe you're making me do this.
Why do we have to talk about that?
Do I have to?
Forced movie reviews.
You forced me to do this.
Oh my gosh, I had such a great time watching Popeye last night with my boyfriend.
Thank you.
Because he loves it too, and he can do a great Popeye voice, and we just did Popeye and olive oil back and forth to each other all night, pretty much.
A little cosplay?
No cosplay, because I wasn't dressed up, but I am dressed up today, which I was just working on putting that on my Instagram. Didn't have time. I will load that up as I speak.
You look great.
Okay, so it starts out. So Robert Altman did this fabulous film. It's a musical. I saw it in 1980, December of 1980. It was the first movie that I had seen in a theater. So I was very excited about it. It's just brilliant. It really is great because it's the momentum of the Popeye cartoons that just keeps going. And there's such great choreography in the scenes, like dinner scenes where it's like everybody's in motion and everybody's in sync. It's like that must have taken a ton of time to do. Honestly, because it's not like they're making a bunch of quick cuts. They are all like there are plates going over people's heads just at the right time. So it starts out, Popeye arrives in Sweet Haven, and nobody wants to board him because he's a dirty old sailor, and he is looking for his papa. Okay. And now the Olive Oils family, the Oils, they take him in because they have a room for rent. And at the time, Olive Oil is escaping her fourth engagement party from Bluto. And she has a great song called, it's like, where she goes, "He's large." It's a real, really cute song. She has a suitcase and a big basket. And then she runs into Popeye because he was sort of pushed out of the engagement party. So she's sitting there with, and he's like, "Where are you going?" She's like, "Oh, phooey, I don't know where I'm going. I'm going that way. I'm going this way." And so then suddenly somebody switches her basket out with a basket with a baby in it, which is where Sweet Pea comes in. Here's my Sweet Pea.
You brought one today.
This is one of my haunted dolls that I've wrapped up. Sweet Pea has like a mermaid tail. Sweet Pea is just in a little blanket.
And you think I have the freaky dolls? Okay.
Yeah. Yep, that's my baby. And that baby is the cutest baby ever. So expressive. Oh my gosh, this actor baby does such a great job.
Where's that baby now?
Well, we looked him up. Yeah.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. I mean, he was a baby in 1980, so that makes him
A man.
Yeah, he's a man.
He's 41?
Yeah. Yeah. So then, of course, they get together a lot because Olive Oil loves Sweet Pea and wants to be around the baby. Then they find out that the Sweet Pea is a psychic, and whenever something is correct, Sweet Pea whistles. So Wimpy steals Sweet Pea and takes him to the horse races, which are really just little they're little like you would see at a carnival. It's not real horses. And so the baby will tell him Sweet Pea will tell him which horse to bet on, and then they make a whole bunch of money. Well, Popeye is very mad because he thinks gambling's evil, and he moves out and takes the baby. Then everybody goes crazy because he dumps the tax collector, this guy that's getting taxed from everybody the whole time, into the ocean. And it's this big slide, and everybody goes crazy with this celebration that the tax collector's been dumped in the ocean. During the celebration, though, Wimpy still steals Sweet Pea again and gives him to Bluto for a hamburger. Just a hamburger. That's it. The baby gets sold. Bluto's going to take him to make a fortune. He gets on the Commodore's ship, and it turns out to be Popeye's dad. The Commodore is Popeye's
dad.
Yes.
Full circle moment, Simba.
Who is a super famous actor. What's his name? I had it written down in here. Ray Walston. He was Mr. Hand from Fast Times at Ridgemont High and Mr. Martian and in everything. You look at this guy and you go, that guy,
he's Yeah.
And at the end, the only thing I didn't like is that at the end, so they're trying to chase Bluto. He's on a ship. Popeye's dad, Pappy, you know, they're chasing him, and then they get out, and there's this octopus underwater, and they're by these little this little island called like Scrum Island or something. And so then there's an underwater scenes, and I didn't really like that. But then finally, Popeye gets spinach because his dad keeps making him try to eat spinach, and he eats the spinach. And there's so many cartoony, like, where he's punching him in the face really fast, really fast, and like winds up his big arm and then punches him through the water. And then he punches the octopus, and the octopus flies like 16 miles out into the sea.
Whoa.
To get that away. And then
spinach. Did you eat a bunch of spinach after seeing this, or? I feel like you needed to, Don.
No.
Was it such a magical experience for you?
No, but it was so great. And just seeing something on film again and not in a digital HD format is also special. Mm-hmm. So,
oh my gosh, Poppy's.
He needs me. He needs me. He needs me.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Poppy's name is Poop Deck.
Oh, Pappy's name is Poop Deck? Okay.
Wow, I did not know that.
Well, that's great. The casting is phenomenal in this. I don't know why it got such bad reviews, honestly. Huh. It's kind of a cute little musical masterpiece in my mind.
Mm. Mm. Okay, well, here's a little bit of olive oil. Here's a little bit of olive oil singing He Needs Me. Yes.
It could be fantasy. Oh. Or maybe it's because he needs me, 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 he needs me. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
So you kind of answered my question. Now, let's put your love of Peepeye and Poopeye and all of them aside.
Yeah. Poop Deck.
Does it, it does hold up, you think, Dawn?
All right.
Because it didn't get good reviews.
It didn't get good reviews.
No, it didn't do well.
I don't understand that because it was just choreographed so well as like a stage musical. It's probably why I loved it so much and still love it. The casting is just so good. I think that Robin Williams' Popeye is so brilliant. He sounds exactly like him. He looks like him. He does all the little quick, fast moves with his feet. He's like, you know, all that little vocalization. I think it does hold up. I just think that the storyline is very simple because we're basing it off of a cartoon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
a very old cartoon.
Old 1930s, right. Yeah. MC had it on DVD, and then he also had a whole compilation of old 1930s Popeye cartoons because he loves Popeye that much.
I was wondering where you watched it. Okay.
It at home.
Wow.
Yeah. So
it's free on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's free. That's when I assigned it, I was like,
I'm going to help her.
Yeah. And I'm just like, okay, yeah, but it's on, they don't even charge you. So that's where I
thought. You don't even have to have YouTube Plus or something.
No, you do not. Okay. Well, I tried, everyone. My talkers, I tried. I thought for sure this was going to be a home run, didn't I, Lex?
Yeah,
I texted
Lex. Very confident. Yeah, weeks before.
Weeks before.
I've got the perfect film for Dawn. Yeah.
But alas, I do not. Okay, the Cat Video Festival will be back Thursday, August 4th, presented by Origin Pet Foods and David with First Equity. Submit your videos now. Hey, $1 from each ticket sold goes to the Animal Humane Society. Keyword cat at mytalk1071.com. When we come back, Dawn, I'm not even going to say revenge. Dawn was delighted.
Be nice, Dawn!
Dawn is going to assign Alexis a horror film when we return. Horse movie review part two. Here we go.
I can't believe you're making me do this.
Make sure he says it was his idea.
Yeah.
Horse movie reviews.
You forced me to do this.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, I don't know when you're actually going to review this because Jason's
like
going to be gone next Friday, starting his vacation. And then the 12th, I leave. So, and he comes back after that.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be August.
After. Oh, yeah. Maybe the new school year.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Okay, so this got an 87% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Uh-oh.
It's actually a scary, gross, funny movie. And I'm going to play the trailer for you.
From Universal Pictures becomes a film so shocking.
We've got a real problem here.
So disgusting.
Don't let him in your mouth! No!
It will change the face of horror.
They're doing things to people, turning them into some kind of monsters.
What is
this? How's everybody's evening? Good?
Okay, so that's what? Nathan Fillion.
I don't even know what this
sounds
is, Dawn.
Squishy and slimy.
Okay, it stars Nathan Fillion. He's your hero. He's your star. And you know I'm a big Nathan Fillion fan. I paid my VIP pass at Comic-Con to have a special, you know, with him. Castle, well, that sounded terrible.
Wow,
you know, you
what?
Get you what? Get to get in the autograph line first. You get to be in the front row for the discussions with him and all that stuff.
Yeah, VIP.
VIP. Elizabeth Banks is in it. Michael Booker from The Walking Dead.
Oh,
who's Daryl's brother?
Yeah.
You know, from the beginning?
Oh yeah. Merle.
Yeah. Jenna Fisher from The Office. Rob what? Zombie. And it's funny, scary, gross. And it is called Slither from 2006.
Oh, I never saw Slither.
Okay.
Slither?
Yes. So it is about a meteorite that crashes and it has an alien inside. It has an alien egg that opens up inside. And all of these creatures come out that look like big slugs. And then they want to inhabit your body. So it's like an alien gross out horror movie. The people that made Dawn of the Dead actually are in charge of it. So it's great.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it is gross, but it's also funny.
With
it's like Scream.
Oh, his head's looking all funk.
Oh, she's going to like this one. You went easy on her.
I kind of did because Popeye yeah. was so great. So, you know,
thank
this
you.
One, you know, Angel will laugh a lot. He's probably seen it.
Oh my goodness. Maybe. I'm not
Elizabeth
sure.
Banks is so funny in it. So is Nathan Fillion. I mean, everybody's funny in it, but yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm watching the trailer right now. Those leeches. Oof.
Yeah, they're really
or
big.
Slugs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Lex,
but the guy keeps transforming and turning around and he's bloodier and
yeah.
Hussier.
You're real lucky, Lex. You're real lucky. Not only do you have basically 4 months to watch this.
I do, yes!
Oh. Yeah, because again, if you missed on at the beginning, programming, no, this, all joking aside, will be, our Fridays will be a little topsy-turvy for a little while.
Right.
It is the summer.
Yep.
Because of vacations and time off. So, forced movie reviews will return. At its regularly scheduled time, very, very soon.
Well, not so soon.
Not so soon. We're talking maybe state fair time.
Yeah.
And we don't even do it during the state fair.
Well,
so maybe September.
That's what I'm telling you. Back to school. Back to school.